Feel good on your way to work. Stop by for Mandy Akmal Shout. Catch us on air now, shouting the cuppers.
Yes, we are live from Jimmy G's Tuggera, where it is a beautiful day and a great day to drop by and get a free cup of coffee on us.
It's a great day to be out just when it's really raining very hard.
It's not raining very hard.
It will rain. And
it's not going to rain.
Well, do you want to... I think they did this on purpose. They said, let's look at the weather. It's going to piss down rain. Let's put them outside.
It's a possible shower today in the top of 25.
I think they're trying to get us.
You know what, though? Jimmy G's is massive. I hadn't been to this Jimmy G's before, and it is huge. There's plenty of room for everyone to come down and grab a free coffee on your way to work or on your way to school. Yes. And we'll be here. We've got some goodies. We've got some surprises. Look, please come and drop in and say hi wherever you are.
Yeah, sorry if I was a bit negative about the rain there. It will rain, but don't let that bother
you. Don't let that stop you.
You're not going to shrink.
No, it's not like you're a gremlin or anything.
Yeah, well, we're on Wyong Road, Tuggera, just next to the Supercentre. Pop in, say g'day. It'd be great to
see you. Now, listen, next, guys, I've got to tell you something. This is not going to be great news for you, Widow.
Okay.
Uh-oh. They've run out of meat?
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
I've got some sort of interesting news for you.
Really?
Yeah, especially if you're a parent. Now, Widow's...
I'm not a parent, but I have dogs.
You have dogs. No, I don't think this applies to you so much.
Oh, okay.
I think this does apply to our friend Widow over here, though.
Widow's a parent.
Hello.
Hi. Now, we did have lunch together yesterday, and we saw your beautiful daughter, Evie.
Thank you.
And Alyssa was there, your gorgeous wife.
Thank you.
He says thank you as if he had anything to do with it.
Actually, she does look a lot like my wife. So
she does. Yeah, well, she certainly does. But look, a survey's been done of parents. Now, 2,000 mums and dads were surveyed.
Oh, yeah.
And it was around their sex life after they've had kids.
Oh, yeah.
And look, I don't think you need to be Einstein to know that it does change once you've had children, right?
No. I mean, Einstein wouldn't have been working on that.
Well, maybe
he was too busy working the theory of relativity.
Fair enough.
He didn't start off saying, you know, I want to do it. No, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Anyway.
No. Einstein wasn't involved. But look, if you're a parent, you know that it drops off after you have
Einstein
kids.
Einstein was a parent.
Was he? Okay.
Yeah, he had some kids.
71%, you don't know that. You're making stuff up.
I do.
You don't even know that.
I bet you.
You bet me what? That he had kids. How many kids?
Four.
You reckon Einstein had four kids?
I reckon Einstein had four kids.
Are you making this up?
Yeah, no, they came out of a black hole.
All right, can I get back to the survey?
Please, I'm sorry.
He had three kids.
He had three, you were wrong.
Yeah, there but there's go. one disputed kid that claimed to be his son.
Edward, Hans and Lisa Rall.
And a daughter, two sons and a daughter.
Good on you, Albert.
So he would have understood this, because after kids, 71% of parents say that they have quickies.
Oh, yeah.
More quickies. Quickies is the way that they get the job done once they've had kids.
You're so romantic. Get the job done.
Well, do you know what? Yes. Listen to this. If you want romance, listen to this. The average time for a quickie for parents is 2 minutes and 15 seconds.
But, and who's timing them?
No, but this was a survey.
Yeah.
This was a survey. And 8% of those 71 people are doing it in under a minute.
That's fantastic. Wow. They're like Ian Thorpe.
Under a minute.
Is it like an Olympic sport?
Yes.
Is there someone on the side of the bed with a stopwatch going, come on!
All right, one last fact for you from this survey. The room in which these quickies happen. So, okay, so you're thinking about it. It's a couple of minutes. So it's kind of happening in between life.
Can I just be honest here and say a couple of minutes is really a marathon for me? A couple of minutes is optimistic.
Yeah.
Not a quickie.
Anyway, I thought this was interesting that the quickies are happening in the playroom.
In the playroom.
So, where all the kids' toys are.
Yeah.
See, that would be off-putting to me if Barbie's looking at you or Big Ted's sitting in the corner watching you, you know?
This is where we're different. I think that would enhance the experience. I can't do it. I can't get an erection unless Barbie's watching.
What a way to start your day. Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
We are broadcasting live today from Jimmy G's Mariners Centre of Excellence on Wyong Road. Stop in, say g'day, grab yourself a free coffee.
Yeah. We love the team here at Jimmy G's. Hi, everybody in the kitchen.
Yeah,
working
hi.
Hard. Yeah, they're all waving.
Jimmy G spot. Is what we that's the actual name for it.
Okay, yeah.
And we're outdoors, and Mandy, my colleague here, is getting beaten by
mosquitoes.
Yes, and she's like got welts all over her face and legs, but they haven't touched me at all. I think it's because I'm ethnic.
Well, I think it's because I taste good.
You probably do taste good.
Anyway, should we move on with our story?
Because I taste good.
That's, well, I don't know. To mosquitoes. Well, I taste good to mosquitoes.
There's that whole thing that if you eat bananas, apparently mosquitoes don't bite you.
I had a banana this morning.
Mm. Oh, maybe it's the opposite.
Do you know what it is? It's the thickness of your skin. I've got obviously got thin skin.
You're thin skin.
And you've got thick skin.
I'm very thick skin. Well, you have to be with my act.
Hey, look, it's coming up to Christmas time. Every Christmas, I love eating heaps of oysters and prawns.
Yeah, the seafood.
You could have just ended that sentence. I just love eating. And yeah. Pause. But insert no. any food, preferably meat.
But you know what? People do love food. Their seafood at Christmas.
No. Widow will eat anything except healthy things like broccoli. You won't touch it.
Oh,
you?
I like broccoli.
Do you?
I eat my greens.
Can you just start the story? We're all waiting for you to start the story.
I think you're lying. I think you're lying. He's never eaten anything green or, you know. So, look, you have to be careful these days when you're eating stuff because you never know what you're going to find in your food.
Mm.
It's a strange time to be alive, you know. Because for years and years and years, for thousands of years, people just ate from the ground.
Yeah.
Now they've got to go and line up and go, yeah, I'll have fries and what is this? Is this meat?
Mm.
Well, it's meat substitute.
Why are you having a rant? We're supposed to be talking about oysters.
I'm building up to it. This is called drama.
Okay.
This is called building.
Your drama. You're the most dramatic person in my life.
So, thank you. That's the nicest thing you've ever said. Now, so you got to be careful when you're eating stuff. And there are a lot of really terrible things you can find in your food, like, you know, teenager snot spit or worse.
Yeah.
But this lucky gentleman was eating some oysters, and he found a pearl. And he was quick enough to see it before he swallowed it. Because,
that's good.
Because passing a pearl can be very,
Well, I would imagine it'd be better than passing other things. Like it's round, at least.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it's smooth and round.
Oh, yeah. A little terrible. Like, you know, I can't, like a sort of a
is your brain broken?
My brain's
going
broken.
On?
Your brain is broken.
No. So, you know, have you ever found any valuables in your
food?
Never.
I've been in a restaurant where a guy found a pearl in his oyster.
Wow, really?
Yeah,
so it does happen.
Seriously, it does happen, and the whole restaurant, this crowded restaurant, stopped and all came around because they didn't believe it, and he's holding it, and there was this little pearl in the oyster.
Does he get to keep it, or is it the restaurant?
Oh, no, he kept it.
No, he has to keep it. No, it's the law. You have to keep it. Yeah.
Wow, okay. How much are pearls worth these days?
I don't know.
Oh, you know.
$20
They're worth
probably,
much?
Yeah, probably.
$20
Probably costs more for the oyster.
Yeah, than it does but, for the pearl.
Yeah, no. So have you ever found any valuables in your food? That's what we're asking,
no,
aren't
we? No, it's not.
It's not what we're asking.
We're not.
Because I found $20 in a Big Mac once.
You did not.
I did not, of course.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
One of the biggest stories from this year, apart from you arriving at 2GO, which really shook up the Central Coast.
Oh, yeah, no.
in more ways than one.
Yes.
But one of the biggest news stories, and funnily enough, we're at the Mariners complex here in Tuggerah, was that Usain Bolt was rumoured to be joining the Mariners.
Oh, it wasn't just rumoured.
Well, it wasn't just rumours. As it turns out, he came and he trained with the Mariners and he was looking to join the team.
He came and went so quickly.
But
9.7 seconds, I think he lasted.
Well, let's relive the moment that he joined the Mariners. We had some exclusive news audio that we discovered.
This is very rare.
Not
a lot of people heard this.
No. Yeah. So have a listen to this.
Yeah, good evening and welcome to the Game of the Year featuring the great Usain Bolt and another two teams, I think.
And here come the players.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the field playing in jumper number 7. What's his name?
And next we have that bloke.
Yes, and he's followed by who cares?
And out comes his name escapes me. Right behind him should have been retired.
Here comes, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Usain Bolt.
This is the moment everyone's been waiting for. There he is. He turns left and heads towards the reserve bench and sits.
Yes, Bill, this is truly a historic moment. He's sitting comfortably. He looks relaxed. His buttocks seem just very aligned with the bench, as you'd expect from an athlete of his caliber, of course.
To hear more about this buttocks, let's go down to the sideline.
Thank you, gentlemen. Yes, I can't see his buttocks clearly right now, but I can see just a smidge of his kneecap. It doesn't look injured, and it's a fine-looking kneecap.
I'm sorry to interrupt you there, Jenny, but in all the excitement, you wouldn't believe it, but the game had started already, and we didn't notice.
And the Mariners are on the attack from the get-go. What's his face? Passes across to who cares? Who is challenged by a player who is not bombed?
Oh, yes. Bill, I'm amazed by the amount of players on the field tonight who are not Usain Bolt.
Yes, it's very confusing. That bloke's got the ball, gets it across to should have been retired, and here comes nobody with a header, and nobody scores!
Oh, yes. Wow, that goal was scored not more than 50 metres from where Bolt is sitting, literally. And if we check the action replay, you can just make out Bolt there looking at... I'm not sure if he saw the goal or not. We're not sure. We'll have to look at it from a different angle.
All right, well, now we leave our Central Coast listeners, but we'll return as soon as Bolt does something. And our spies tell us, it looks like he's going to be eating an orange. And look, if that does happen, we'll bring it to you.
Could just be a rumour, Bill, but back to Mandy and Akmal.
What a game that was.
It was spectacular. It was very memorable. It was a memorable game. But look, it didn't stop there, did it?
I'm sorry to interrupt you there, Mandy and Akmal, but we're back here at the Central Coast Stadium where Usain Bolt has taken the field and the crowd are going crazy.
This is the moment the Central Coast, Australia, the world has waited for.
Yes, here he comes. He's walking, jogging towards the ball. Yes, he does. What's he going to... We're not sure what he's going to do there. The world is in anticipation. Oh, he's picked up the ball and he's bolted. He's running. He's gone. He's out of the stadium.
Down the road on the M1, the MBN helicopter has picked him up. Where is he?
Yes, they've just spotted him in Hornsby. My God, he's quick. So what an exciting game it's been so far. We'll leave you now and we'll get back to you as soon as we can get him back on the field.
Yeah.
And he hasn't been seen since.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
We are coming to you live today from Jimmy G's in the Mariners Centre of Excellence in Tuggerah. Come grab yourself a free coffee. It's Akmal's shout.
Yeah, my shout. And if you're in the market for a car... My shout.
Well, the funny thing is this year's been really interesting being on air with you because you have been giving away stuff. You're like a bit of a Robin Hood. And I discovered that you're one of these generous guys who just likes to give people stuff. I mean, you've given me stuff across the year. Yeah. You always...
Well, you know, I'm Robin Hood, but it took me a while to get the actual formula right because I started stealing from the poor and giving to myself. And then then I stole from the rich. And then gave to the rich back.
Yeah.
And then finally,
you worked it out.
Yeah. So, what a coincidence. Speaking of Robin Hood, there's a guy in Hong Kong. Have you been to Hong Kong?
No,
I haven't. It's polluted. It's crowded.
It's busy. I've heard they've got good food.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway,
that's what you've heard.
Anyway,
well, you must enjoy having diarrhea, and who doesn't?
Okay.
No, but it's a strange city, and it's almost Chinese now because you know. So very very fascist, very very
controlled.
But this young boy, he's a young guy. He's like 22 or something.
Yeah.
And he got into Bitcoin and made a lot of money.
Yeah.
And he basically thinks that money is just an arbitrary thing.
Yep.
It's meaningless, you know.
Yep. And when you've got a lot of it, you can think that.
When you don't have any,
it's harder to think that.
No, but he can make a lot of it instantly online. You know, he's one of those brilliant people.
He's
one of those smart asses where he doesn't have to work.
Yes.
I've tried that, but you know, immediately go to porn straight away. I don't know what happens. You know, it's just one of those things. I'm not good with money.
So what did he do?
Well, thanks for asking. He went to a really poor area in Hong Kong and he threw from the roof about $50,000 worth of cash.
That's fantastic. So it was rain. It was literally raining cash.
It's raining cash. Yeah. You know, have you ever seen it rain cats and dogs? I have never seen that.
No.
But I've seen it. Yeah. If you were in Hong Kong at that time, you would have, but it caused havoc because people went crazy.
Of course they would.
Yes. Would you go crazy and start picking up?
I would. Of course I would. If I was standing there and someone started throwing money from a roof,
you'd
get
crazy. Yeah. You'd think God has opened up the skies.
I think it's my lucky day.
Well, we're doing something similar today, but with coffees here.
We're dropping coffees from the sky on poor areas.
Come.
Hot coffees.
No, we're not.
Look out.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
You know what? Next year, I'm a bit concerned, Akmal, because Nostradamus. Now, I'm not a massive conspiracy theorist or anything, but you are.
But so why are you concerned then? You should just ignore it as a crazy man. He's a crazy man. Nostradamus, is a French, who was initially a philosopher.
Yep.
And then he wrote this book.
Yep.
Apparently he predicts Hitler, he predicts 9/11.
Yep.
He predicted a lot of things, but he couldn't predict his own death, a stupid French man. You know what, how he died? A crate of croissants fell on his head, killed him instantly, and he couldn't see that coming.
Do you know what else he predicted? This is interesting. He predicted that political leaders would come together to battle climate change and that there would be a machine that would be made to allow us to live for 200 years.
Oh, yeah.
Is this next year?
No. Next year, he's saying there's going to be a world war.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry,
World
guys. Sorry to break that to everyone.
Well, you know.
I mean, I didn't really warn you that I was going to give you some bad news there, did I?
No, no.
Anyway, it's supposed to be some sort of big...
Look, it's not necessarily bad news, right? If it's going to be the end of the world, 2019, go to Harvey Norman, buy all the things you can buy on it, you know, with nothing to pay till 2025, and enjoy yourselves. Just, you know, do whatever you want.
Yeah.
You get everyone pregnant.
Oh, God.
Well, not everyone. No. Hey, come on.
That's a bit reckless.
Reckless. I take that. If you're going to get someone pregnant, do it responsibly. And make sure you know that person.
Yeah.
And look, it's...
Okay,
it's,
you're just saying live your life.
Live your life anyway. It's a good message, whether Nostradamus, you know, is accurate or not.
All right.
I'm not sure. I have my doubts.
You have your doubts.
I have my doubts.
Well, look, just to be on the lookout for the world war next year, thanks to Nostradamus.
Look out for it, yeah.
It's 2019 next year. The world's going to end. What's the last thing Akmal Sali will do?
I'll say, good night, everyone. Thanks for being here. And just go.
Go.
I thought he'd take a nap or something.
No, just turn.
Well, I'll take an eternal nap.
Yeah, just turn the light out. The last person on earth, turn the light out. And
away we go.
What a way to start your day. Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
All year you've been saying you wanted to cook for us. And you were saying that you're a good cook. And we made
a few appointments.
We did, and then we had to cancel them a few times, which was disappointing. And obviously we wanted Kate to be around because she's your beautiful wife and she's been down in Queanbeyan for a while. Yesterday we finally managed to go to your place for lunch. Widow, his wife, baby Evie, Big Al, our producer, was there. I was there. And you made an amazing Egyptian dish, which you slow cooked for 9 hours.
Oh, yeah.
What's it called?
Mr. Ah. Yeah, that's why they take a long time to cook, the Egyptians, so a lot of people starve. And
While they're waiting for the slow cooker.
And that's nothing happens. They're just waiting and says, like, why didn't you build that building? Well, I was just waiting for the food to cook. But was it nice?
It was delicious. It was absolutely beautiful. It was
beautiful food.
Eggplant in a tomato sauce with rice, etc.
Well, here's the thing. I can't eat hummus, and I love hummus because the chickpeas affect me in a weird way. Mm. My stomach just really gets really bloaty.
Yes.
But Akmal made his hummus fresh.
Yes.
And I said, well, since you've made it, I'll have a little bit. Mm. I had a bit more, and I was fine.
You're
it didn't affect me at all.
See, that freshly cooked hummus, that was absolutely
maybe
divine.
It wasn't hummus you had previously.
Maybe it wasn't.
It was hummus substitute.
Yeah.
Nothing beats the home cooked stuff.
Yes.
Now, I did notice, though, at the end of the lunch, which was absolutely spectacular, there were an enormous amount of dishes. Now, I offered to help with the dishes.
Yes.
And Kate, your beautiful wife, said, No, don't help with the dishes.
You're the guest. You don't help with the guests.
And I said, please let me. She said, no. She said, Akmal likes to do them. So here's the question.
Yes.
Did you do the dishes?
Of course not. What do you think?
Oh, my God, she's Akmal!
Do you understand the concept of sarcasm?
Akmal likes to do the dishes, and I thought, okay, if he's going to help, I feel okay about not helping.
I don't think I've ever done the dishes, ever.
What do you mean?
No, I throw them out and buy new ones.
Oh, my God.
Well, mate, here at Jimmy G today, we might get you doing the dishes in the kitchen.
No, yeah, that'll be happening for sure. That's always,
is that sarcasm again?
This is why I joined 2GO, that one day in the hope that I will be doing the dishes.
You'll be the dish pig.
You know the guy.
The Egyptian dish pig.
You know Money.
Yes.
I'll tell you something, but you can't tell anyone, right?
Okay.
You know Money, the guy that is our handyman.
Yeah.
He's our...
maintenance guy.
Yeah, yeah. What's the word?
Like a janitor.
Yeah, like a... Well, he's a what's the word we learned before?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Doesn't matter.
I don't know what you're talking about.
He's a cleaner.
Matter.
He's a maintenance man. He's a great jack of all trades.
Yeah, factotum.
He's a factotum.
That's what he is. He's a really good factotum. And I tell him that every day. I say, Manny, you are one hell of a factotum.
Why are we talking about Manny?
Because I have all the mugs... at the
Where Akmal stands in the studio, there is always 1,000 mugs.
Yes,
go on.
1,000 mugs. So I decided to clean up, and I took them and I put them on the
sink.
And he got upset. He said, "No, you can't just leave them there. You got to clean them." And so I had to clean them because he stood there watching me. The next day, I bought some mugs as well. You know, the remainder of the mugs, and I saw him in the kitchen, and I just didn't want to. I didn't have the time to sit there and wash them. So I was so ashamed to tell you this, but I put the mugs, the dirty mugs, in the boardroom cupboard.
You can, next time the boss has got a meeting, I'll get you a nice cup and then it's your moldy cup.
Your
excellent.
moldy.
It's going to be moldy.
So we've got Brownie, who's back at the studio at 2GO. Brownie, you've just gone to the boardroom to confirm this. Have you found the mugs?
I have found 5 coffee mugs in the boardroom cupboard, 3 with moldy remnants, 1 almost half full.
Oh, and, how many weeks have they been there?
3 weeks.
I'd say by that. And by the way, a quick studio count where Akmal sits. We've currently got 11 in total sitting there as well.
You are ridiculous.
Yeah, I know. It's chaotic. But look, you know, I would, you know, I would have liked to clean them, but I just can't. I can't bring myself to do that.
There's
people around the office drinking coffee out of their hats because they can't find a mug. You're using them all.
Yeah, well...
You know, we're really going to miss you at 2GO.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you're going to miss me, there's going to be remnants of my smell forever in the boardroom. So if you miss me, go and have a sniff in the boardroom and you'll remember Akmal.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
And now it's time for Space News.
You love space news.
I absolutely love space news so hard. I mean, I don't understand all of the physics. I don't pretend to. It's not about that. It's
probably
just
best.
About...
Look, you can't pretend to, because if you do pretend to and you go to a conference with physicists, you're going to look stupid.
I am. That's right. Well, that happens anyway.
It's best to know. Best to say I don't know anything about it.
I don't. I really don't. Look, I did do astronomy at uni just for one semester.
So you know a bit about
and
it.
But I kind of... nearly failed. Like, the equations are just way too big.
Yeah.
But you know what?
If only they had, like, a smaller universe that suits my brain.
Yeah.
I understand. But it's just too big.
It's too big. But I love new discoveries, obviously, and there's been another one, and this is just extraordinary. It is the most furthest thing we've discovered.
The most furthest is not good English.
I don't care.
Say that again. Say that sentence again.
It's the most furthest.
It's the most furthest. Is not this? Look, this is
okay.
My,
it's okay. Let me. It's a planet, and it's located 120 times farther from the sun than the Earth.
Yeah, good. Father is good.
Father. Okay.
Father's Day.
It's about 500 kilometers in diameter, so it's not massive, and it's pink because it's got this icy outer crust.
Yeah,
now, this is the thing that is the furthest away in our solar system that we've been able to identify.
It's a gay planet.
Why do you say it's a gay planet? Well, it's pink.
Yeah. What? Having the Mardi Gras there next year.
Okay, fair enough.
Maybe getting away from all the...
I think that would be a rainbow planet, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it be a rainbow planet?
Yeah, let's go with that.
Okay,
yeah, why not?
It's pink.
Whatever you want. I'm flexible.
You know, it's these planets and comets and things are normally called, you know, VG742 or whatever, which is always really boring, and the scientists give them those names for whatever reason.
Have you ever met a scientist? You know, just don't invite one to a party. No, that's the end of the party.
Anyway, do you want to know the name of this pink planet
that is
the furthest from anything in this solar system?
Is it called Pinky?
No.
No?
It's called Far Out.
Far Out. Wow.
Far Out. How good is that?
Maybe the scientist that named it was a fan of Happy Days. Remember Happy Days?
Was it Happy Days?
Yo, Far Out, man.
I don't think it was Far Out on Happy Days. Was it?
I don't know.
13-27-10, if you can remember the show where they said Far Out.
Who said Far Out?
Who said Far Out?
That's amazing. We tackled the big issues.
It wasn't the Fonz, was it?
It's amazing how this conversation descended from talking about the wonders of the universe. Who said Far Out?
Everyone stop saying Far Out. Okay?
Stop saying Far Out.
It's 2GO.
It was a hippie that named the planet Far Out.
Yeah, it's right next to Dead Set.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
Story out of Missouri in the US.
Yes.
A deer poacher has had
not
to go...
Not an egg poacher.
Not an egg poacher.
No.
I'm pretty sure that's not a crime yet, to poach an egg.
But it will be.
It will be one day. But
if chickens take over the world,
yes,
it will be a crime. And Widow would get the death penalty.
Why is that?
Because you'd be an egg poacher.
Oh, right.
He wasn't listening, was he?
No. We're talking about deer poachers, and in the States it's a big problem. And this guy, he was one of the largest poachers that that they'd seen in the area.
Killing exotic animals.
Killing deer, deer who are out in the wild. And this guy was doing it just for their trophy heads.
Horrible.
He was just taking their heads, leaving the body of the deer.
If only these people were getting enough sex, they wouldn't be doing that.
Well, I just think these people need to understand these are living creatures.
But they're inadequate human beings.
They are.
You know, if only the animals were armed as well, it would be fair.
Yeah.
If the deers were armed with bayonets or machine guns or grenades or something, then it's fair, right?
Mm.
But because it's not fair.
I know, it's awful. I know you get upset about it, but you might feel better knowing that this guy had to pay an extraordinary fine, like over $50,000, also sentenced to a jail term. As part of his jail sentence, the judge asked that he watch the movie Bambi once a month for the extent of his jail term. At least once a month. So he has to watch the movie Bambi as punishment.
Now, does this judge, is he aware that Bambi is a cartoon?
Yeah, but do you know that scene in Bambi where Bambi's mum gets killed?
Oh, spoilers.
Sorry, hey, but that is the worst scene. Like, everybody cries their eyes out. Like, if this guy has got any semblance of a heart and he's watching Bambi once a month, then hopefully he will learn his lesson.
If you want to punish him, make him watch something... Other than Bambi, maybe.
Yeah, actually, you're right.
Any film by Nicole Kidman.
Any Adam Sandler film.
Adam Sandler. Anything by Baz Luhrmann. What about 7 hours of Andrew Bolt? Bolt from Sky Channel?
Oh, that Nazi. Would be very hard punishment.
Yes.
Indeed.
It would be too cruel, almost. Mm. Too cruel.
Almost too cruel.
Yeah, listen to Pauline Hanson's maiden speech in Parliament on a loop. On the loop. No, please.
Please, no more hands.
Can't you just waterboard me?
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
I've got a story about Christmas that I want to share with you, and I'd love you to get involved at 13 27 10.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a call around this, because there's a woman in the States who's in all sorts of trouble with her neighbours.
Yes.
Now, what she's done, you know how everyone's getting into the Christmas spirit by putting all sorts of decorations in their front garden, lots of lights, and there's a lot of inflatable things nowadays, inflatable Santas.
Inflatable Jesus,
inflatable reindeers and stuff.
Yes, it's what Jesus would have wanted.
It really is. And
blow up Jesus for Christmas.
Okay, and that could be taken the wrong way. But
no.
This woman has got some inflatable dragons in her front garden. Now, they're not Christmas dragons. They're just inflatable dragons.
They're not,
dragons.
What is Christmas dragons?
Well, I don't know. If they'd had some sort of tinsel or something, if they'd been Christmas...
Or reindeer antlers on
something,
them.
Yeah. If they were Christmas-related in some
nothing
way.
Nothing to do with dragons. The three wise men brought gold, frankincense, and myrrh. There were no dragons.
No, there were camels, but there weren't any dragons.
There was, and Jesus was born of a virgin, not of a dragon.
No.
And there were no dragons anywhere near that story.
Unless
she's Chinese, which case... Maybe,
maybe there's something to do with a dragon.
You're too big. Maybe.
Anyway.
Isn't that New Year?
Anyway, and can I get back to the story? This woman is in all sorts of trouble because she's got inflatable dragons instead of Christmas things in her front yard.
Yes.
In fact, one of her neighbours sent her an anonymous note that basically said, "Your dragon display is only marginally acceptable at Halloween.
Yes.
It is totally inappropriate at Christmas. Oh. And it makes your neighbours wonder if you're involved in a demonic cult."
Maybe she is.
Maybe she is.
She's entitled to. Yeah. Hey, it's the land of the free.
Look, worship Satan responsibly.
Yes. Happy Satan's birthday.
Anyway,
Satan's birthday by burning something.
I want to ask this morning, what's your non-Christmassy Christmas decoration?
Well, see, I think dragons would be fine. Put a bit of tinsel on them, call it Christmas decoration.
I don't think we should be worried.
What about an Easter? You can crucify a dragon. Put it on a cross.
Okay, now you're really losing your mind. I think you've actually had too much coffee. Way too much coffee. Yeah.
13, 27, 10. What's your non-Christmassy Christmas decoration?
Now, we've got a bunch of prizes this morning. We've got hams. We've got Red Hot Summer Tour tickets. We've got Mariners tickets. Aquasplash. Get involved. We want to know your non-Christmassy Christmas decoration. Mark from East Gosford. Hello.
Hello, guys. I'm sorry I couldn't get there this morning. I got called out for a job.
Oh, no worries, Mark.
It's okay. We waited for you.
It's all right. We'll be here for a while longer.
I hope you're a paramedic or something important.
I've got a big present for you tomorrow, Akmal. I've also written a song and got a joke for you as well.
Really?
Save it for tomorrow, Mark.
I could use a joke. You obviously have listened to the show regularly.
Now, Mark, tell us about your non-Christmassy Christmas decoration.
My non-Christmas Christmas decoration, I have inflatable bum holes that live next door.
What do you mean?
They're not just the neighbours, are they?
They are. I'm talking about my neighbours. Yeah, they're always... The guy comes out and mows his lawn at 8 o'clock at night, or gets up at 6 o'clock in the morning. He just put a rig running flat in without telling me.
Yeah.
So last night they had a Christmas barbecue, so I not only mowed the lawns, I left the lawnmower running flat out for 40 minutes against the back fence.
Oh, you're terrible, Mark.
No, that's for Christmas.
That's for Christmas.
I think we're going to see Mark on A Current Affair soon.
Yeah, we are. Thank you for the call, Mark, and we look forward to chatting to you tomorrow. Let's go to Jillaby now with Maxine. Hello, Maxine.
Hi, Maxine.
Hi, how are you?
We're good.
I love Jillaby. Sounds fantastic. Jillaby.
Well, I was just thinking
awesome.
About that song, Maxine. Remember that Sharon O'Neill song? That was a great song.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's about a woman of the night.
Oh, well, okay, there you go.
Oh, yeah.
Now, tell us about your non-Christmassy Christmas decoration.
Okay, it's my husband's decoration that he bought himself, and he stuck it smack bang in the middle of our Christmas tree.
Yeah.
It's a black Christmas bauble with his name on it. Because his nickname at work is the Grinch. We have 6 kids between us. He says he hates Christmas because that time of year spends is broke, so he's gone. And all the kids have their shiny baubles with their names on our tree, and he's got this big black one with his name, like his anti-Christmas ball, in the middle of the tree.
The biggest
ball on the whole tree with his name.
The black anti-Christmas ball.
The Antichrist.
Yes. Oh,
that's
wow.
It.
Okay, you know what? Cool. To celebrate your non-Christmassy husband, I'm going to give you a family pass to Aquasplash.
That's 6 kids.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, we might have to find you a couple. Yeah, we'll find you a couple so you can take all the kids.
We'll give you 2 passes.
Yeah.
Once Maxine takes her whole family, there'd be no room for anyone else.
What a way to start your day. Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
We've got another comedian on the couch here outside, Jimmy G's in Tuggerah, and it's a guy that's been joining us all year. Mm. He's a coastie and we love him. Mitch Garling, hello.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks for having me on the couch.
Now, I have to say, you've got a baby on the way and you've just taken another adult step. You bought a house and it went through yesterday.
Yep. It's all the adult steps are happening. It's all coming along. 2019.
Mm.
Going to have a baby, going to have a house.
You are grown up, man. You are grown up.
It's too late.
I'm going to look into my super at some point.
Excellent idea, my friend.
I think it's time you give up comedy and join Telstra. Or the public service.
That's it. I think I'll have a chat to the RMS and see if I can come on board in some capacity.
Maybe you can, well, you know, every time I talk to Telstra, it sounds like comedy.
Yeah. It leaves you with a good taste in your mouth, I'm sure. But yeah, all the...
Are you going to start washing your darks and your whites separately now too? I mean, that's an adult thing to do too.
Yeah, I've got a lot of red shirts.
So you've got to wash them separately.
The reds, they do get a separate wash at the moment. And that was a big step for me.
Yeah,
we'll see what happens in terms of the washing in 2019 as well.
Just be careful not to put the baby in the dryer. That's a mistake a lot of parents make. Young parents,
new parents. Is that a common thing?
To put babies in dryers? Let's not say that.
Let's not go.
I'm just saying don't do it.
Okay.
I'm not saying do it.
So listen, what kind of house, like what were you looking for with your house? Like what happened there?
Look, we're just looking for a house. I think it's funny how over time your idea of things changes. What you want in life and in a house. I mean, growing up, I was always like, I'm going to have a castle. I'm going to have 10 cars.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have 15 rooms and 2 million bathrooms.
I'm going to have multi-room Foxtel. I'm going to be the richest
And you've given up on the castle idea?
Yeah, the castle's gone. I just want a roof at this
just
point.
Just live in Castle Live in Castle Hill.
That's it. I could. There's lots going on there. But yeah, I just love a roof. Does it leak? Yeah, it still does. But look, I'll take it.
So you'll take it anyway.
That's it.
Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, if the roof leaks, maybe...
You'll
get to an age where you'll be leaking as well.
That's it. I'll be just like the house.
Don't judge.
Will it leak directly on my face? No.
Probably.
But that's fine. I'll take it.
Your expectations just get lower and lower as you get older, don't they? You know what? Yeah, just a house would be good.
I don't need a roof. Why am I being so pretentious?
That's it.
I need to cover myself all the time.
Do the doors lock? Yep. Good, I'm in.
That's it.
That sounds great.
If they don't, you know.
Then it's everybody's house.
And if you've got no possessions, you don't need doors. That's it. You can save money on doors.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing.
Doors, knobs and knockers.
That's it. Doors, knobs and knockers. I think if anything from our time together this year,
yeah.
Doors, knobs and knockers.
That's my favourite.
That's what we'll remember.
And talking about that, Mitch, this year it's been great having you come around and
hang out with us.
Love that was fantastic.
Thank
Mitch.
You for helping us with the Gimme Five for Kids comedy night. That was a highlight for us this year. We raised over $50,000. You came. You did a little bit on there. You hung out with us. It was fabulous.
You came through for us, Mitch.
Thank you very much, guys. Thanks for having me on this year. It's been
That's all right. I did a gig for you.
You did.
I returned the favour.
Except
Mitch organises his comedy night and he put on close to 250,000 comedians.
Yep.
And then me. and by the time I got on, half the room left.
Oh.
Yes.
Thanks
for that.
That's right. I like to give Akmal something different.
Well,
he's used to these big rooms.
No.
Giving him
half empty rooms.
This isn't the Gosford Sailing Club.
Brought back a lot of memories.
Oh.
Who's this bloke? Oh, geez, hurry up, mate. Why is he swearing so much? Wrap it up, champ.
Well, Mitch Garling, thank you so much for joining us this year.
Thank you, guys. And, appreciate it.
And good luck with the newborn.
Thank you, mate. Good luck with
my dogs.
Everything for you. The dogs.
The dogs and his continued bludging.
Exactly, that's
continued it. Continued bludging. I'm living off the fat of the land.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
If you can't make it here, jump on Facebook. We're about to go Facebook Live with something very special. Most people don't realise this, but our friend Akmal Sali, famous comedian, but also incredible drummer.
Yes, as a comedian, I make a very good drummer. People have said, people have commented.
And when I heard you play the drums for the first time, which was only a few weeks ago, I went, oh my God, that's amazing. You managed to find yourself a drum, which is brilliant.
I bought it yesterday.
On Gumtree? Was it on Gumtree?
On Gumtree, yes. I also played a cello, but it just doesn't translate as well on radio.
No, I agree.
It's not so 2GO.
Well, when I heard you play the drums, I just thought, you know what this guy needs? He needs a belly dancer!
Yay!
So we have
Vashti. Desert Flame Belly Dance.
Oh, welcome, Vashti.
If only you could see Vashti. You know, radio does not do her justice.
No, and you know what? You can. Jump on Facebook right now. You'll see her. All right, take it away, Akmal Sali.
All right, here we go. You ready?
Here we go. All right, it's starting slow. Wow, that's quite amazing to watch, isn't it? Here we go. Wow, I wish I could move like that. There is some jiggling happening. Oh, the bum! The hips! Yes! Wow, that was amazing. Thank you, Vashti.
Big thank you to Vashti.
Beautiful.
Desert Flame Belly Dance.
Thank you, Akmal.
Thank you to Akmal as well.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Akmal. Your drumming is amazing.
It's all right, eh? I did a...
Yeah.
Thank you, Vashti.
Very, very nice, Vashti. Thank you so much.
A lot of people don't know this, but Vashti is my sister.
No, she's not. You're lying.
It's true.
You know what? Unfortunately, it's time for us to get out of here, and I don't want to. I'm having too much fun.
I must be going.
For the next hour on 2GO, it'll be solo drumming by Akmal Sali. Sucked into all the listeners.
I don't know about that one.
We have to say a massive thank you to Jimmy G's here at Tagra. They have been amazing. Give them a round of applause. Free coffees all morning. They've been run off their feet. Thank you to the team here at Jimmy G's and to James, who's been so supportive of us this year. We're going to go out with Akmal's drumming and we'll catch you tomorrow for the second to last show with Akmal Sali for 2018.
Thank you, D's. Up next, we'll catch you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Wake up with Mandy and Akmal live from 5:30 weekdays on 107.7 2GO or catch up anytime via the 2GO app.